Bloomberg Brief. News, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
Good morning. Taylor Riggs is here to wrap up the year in munis. She's a contributor to the Bloomberg Brief on municipal bonds. Taylor, good to see you as always.
Good to see you.
Out with the old, in with the new. It's all outflows and inflows when we talk about munis. And the biggest story of the year was the massive outflows from the muni bond mutual funds sparked by Donald Trump's election after what was the second longest streak of inflows. Well, more numbers came in last night. And Taylor, how is 2016 ending?
Oh, we are ending on a tough note, continuing that streak that you mentioned since the election. We've had seven straight weeks now of outflows totaling about $15.2 billion. I want to put that into perspective for us. Before that, we'd seen 54 weeks of inflows over a year, and we had seen $38 billion come into the market. So if you think about this last 7 weeks, it's been a real dramatic shift. You've seen almost 40% flow out of the market than what came in over the course of a year. So it's been a real dramatic shift. If there's any good news in this, because it's a Friday, we have to keep it positive. The numbers last night showed that the pace of outflows is actually slowing, came back down to only about $1.6 billion in last week. Usually the pace that we've seen since the election has been about $2 to $3 billion per week. So maybe some signs that the market's finding a bottom here.
Well, is the party over then for good? What does this mean for 2017?
So analysts here are really mixed. Of course, everyone who knows the muni market, this market is all supply and demand technical factors. So when outflows come, rates rise, what happens on the supply side? So let's see maybe the market's finding a bottom here. It comes down to supply. So Trump's $1 trillion infrastructure plan, if they choose to fund that through the municipal market, which is how infrastructure historically has been funded in
this
country.
But it doesn't sound like he's going to be doing that.
There's no guarantees. So they're going to just have to wait and see, Bob, okay. And have me back on your show in 2017.
All right.
That would bring certainly a ton of supply into this market, which could continue to put pressure on prices and rise up those yields. But I think the market welcomes that supply. It's healthy for the market. I don't think a full straight year of inflows is always good. You know, you do need some healthy corrections here. So the market wants the supply, but you need then the demand to come back. But you know, munis now look attractive relative to treasuries. Mm-hmm. So that could bring buyers back into the market.
So for the time being, what's essentially happened here is everybody's taken their money off the table and they're waiting to see.
Exactly. And here is the good news for when you look at 2017. We've had a lot of analysts with really mixed opinions. The good thing is that makes markets here. So we have Bank of America coming out and saying this year we had $430 billion of supply. Next year could be $470 billion because he's expecting rates to fall back down once those buyers come back into the market.
Okay.
But two other analysts are saying the exact opposite.
We shall see. Taylor Riggs from Bloomberg Intelligence. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BIGO. This is Bloomberg.